Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 25 years ago, today, in 1999, with the launch of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Orbiter Columbia, United States astronaut Eileen Collins became the first woman to command a space shuttle mission. This milestone achievement not only highlighted the progress of women in space exploration, but also marked a significant step forward for gender equality in the field of aerospace. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Then mostly cloudy, with a high near 77 and east wind around 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%, with new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 68. Chance of precipitation is 50%, with new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 7:30, with a high tide at 1:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 75 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s and lows around 68. Friday will see morning showers, then mostly sunny, with highs in the 80s. The weekend looks sunny and warm, with highs in the mid-80s and clear nights. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Karen Reed's retrial for the alleged murder of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, is set for January 27th. The case, which garnered international attention, saw a mistrial declared earlier this month. O'Keefe was found unresponsive outside a fellow officer's home, dying of hypothermia and blunt force trauma. Prosecutors allege Reed struck him with her SUV. Her defense claims he was killed inside the home of the other police officer and that she was framed. A hearing on dismissing two of the counts is set for August 9th. Intense public interest and a Netflix special highlight the case's complexity. Now on to sports. TNT Sports plans to match Amazon's media rights package, setting the stage for a showdown with the NBA. TNT intends to continue broadcasting league games, aiming to match the 11-year package signed by Amazon Prime Video. Despite TNT's contractual right to match offers, the NBA is expected to honor the $1.8 billion per year contract with Amazon. This disagreement could lead to more discussions with a potential legal battle looming. Meanwhile, NBC is set to join ABC and ESPN as a new partner, with regular season games on Peacock and NBC, plus exclusive playoff coverage. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Rockies in extra innings, 9-8. And tonight, the Sox and Rockies are back at it for Game 2 of the 3-game series. In top news, Delta's meltdown continues to worsen, with over 700 more cancellations reported, bringing the total to 4,000 since Friday. This chaos started after an IT outage disrupted global travel. The Atlanta-based carrier has faced the worst impact, canceling more than 1,000 flights both Friday and Saturday and over 1,300 on Sunday. Delta CEO Ed Bastian attributed the prolonged disruptions to Microsoft Windows issues affecting critical software. Despite efforts to recover, passengers still face long lines and sleep on airport floors. The U.S. Department of Transportation is holding Delta accountable for passenger protections. In business news, Verizon's chief executive, Hans Vestberg, noted that people are now keeping their phones for over 3 years due to improved resilience and quality. Speaking to CNBC, Vestberg explained that technological advancements over the past decade have reduced the frequency of smartphone upgrades. Statista reports that Americans kept their phones for an average of 2.67 years, with projections increasing to 2.93 years by 2027. Globally, the upgrade cycle is even longer, at 3.6 years. Interestingly, analysts suggest software updates and better battery life contribute to this trend. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $66,700. Ethereum is just under $3,500. And Solana is $179. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A Wired investigation reveals the public Venmo account of U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, exposing his extensive network. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee and Donald Trump's pick, has connections with establishment GOP figures, wealthy financiers, technology executives, and Yale law school alumni. This includes people like Amalia Halikias of the Heritage Foundation, Jeff Flake, and media personalities such as Barry Weiss and Tucker Carlson. Experts warn that Venmo's public settings could lead to stalking and impersonation. Despite his anti-elite stance, Vance's network shows complex relationships with establishment figures and right-wing activists. And in entertainment news, Eminem has unseated Taylor Swift on the Billboard 200, taking the number one spot with his album, The Death of Slim Shady. This marks Eminem's 12th album and his 11th to reach number one, tying him with Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, and Ye. The album garnered 280,000 equivalent album units, 220 million streams, and 114,000 sales in the United States. Swift's The Tortured Poets Department has slipped to number four after a 12-week streak at number one. ENHYPEN's Romance Untold debuts at number two, Clairo's Charm at number eight, and Megan Maroney's Am I Okay? At number nine. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut, Eileen Collins. And she said, "Some people said, we don't want to risk astronauts' lives anymore. We need to stop doing this. The astronauts don't feel that way. We fly for our country. We fly for humanity. We fly for exploration. We fly for a variety of reasons. And we don't stop flying because we have accidents." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.